Puccini's Ombel D from Madama Butterfly. You heard the Munich Radio Orchestra in performance with Adrian Pichanka, the soprano. You're with the Oasis here on a Thursday, the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, this afternoon, it's all about Orchestra Toronto, the ensemble's 2019 season opening concert. And the orchestra is commemorating the fall of the Berlin Wall with a program of great German symphonic music, culminating with Beethoven's iconic Ode to Joy, Symphony No. 9. Freude, 30 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, will take place on Sunday, 3 p.m. at the George Weston Recital Hall within the Meridian Arts Center at 5040 Yonge Street. Along with Beethoven, expect Mozart and the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. Joining me for an overview of this Sunday performance is Orchestra Toronto award-winning musical director Michael Noonan. Michael's inspiring conducting style has been enjoyed with the Peterborough Symphony Orchestra, Symphony New Brunswick, and he's toured throughout Europe and Asia to perform. He also plays trombone. Michael, welcome to the Oasis.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Wonderful to have you here. 30 years since the wall fell, that seems hard to believe. My understanding is you were around near that time in Poland, right?
I was studying conducting, and I also sang in a choir, which toured Europe, and it just so happened that 2 weeks, roughly, before the wall fell, we were on tour in Berlin and looked at the wall and then went back to Warsaw, and then it fell 2 weeks later.
Incredible, and just hard to believe that 30 years has passed and that we're celebrating, or at least putting a spotlight on that time. It seems like it was just yesterday.
It does seem like it's yesterday, yeah. And the thing is, so much has changed in the world since then, because it was a time of such incredible optimism.
Right.
And which is encapsulated, of course, in Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Tell me how that works as a musical subject. What goes into mind, into the repertoire, and how you're sort of looking at this event with the music?
Well, there was an iconic performance of that piece around the time of the fall of the wall. It was actually around Christmas time when Leonard Bernstein got musicians together and choristers and singers from both sides of East and West Germany, of both sides of the wall. And this became a really an ode to joy. It's all based on a poem by Friedrich Schiller that was written in 1785. And when Beethoven saw it, he was 15 or 16 years old. And he had that idea with him throughout his life to write music to this incredible poem, which was basically an idea of that in spite of how bad things are in the world, we can make something positive happen if we join together and if we really are cognizant of working together.
That sounds like an orchestra.
It is absolutely an orchestra. It's absolutely the whole point of making music, I think, and of making art and actually of existence.
And you also got Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23 in A. That piece, obviously German music as well, but any specific reason why that's been chosen?
Yes, well, we have a concerto competition, Orchestra Toronto. It is the Marta Heidi concerto competition. It happens every year, and every year it's for a different instrument. And so for this year, it was for piano, and our wonderful winner was Elijah Orlenko, 14 years old, and he chose to play the Mozart A Major Concerto, which is really one of the most perfect pieces, I think.
And Elijah's going to be performing with you.
He will be performing with us, yes.
Pretty incredible. You've also got the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir with you, is that right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we're all very, very excited.
I bet you are. And a quartet of Canadian soloists, Leslie Bouza, Andrew Ludwig, Andrew Walker, Bradley Christensen, so a wonderful group, and as you were pointing out, this is a large group, especially once you put in the choir.
It is a large group. The Orchestra Toronto is an orchestra that has between 85 and 100 players, and depending on what we are performing, I don't think we're going to see 100 players for Beethoven's Ninth, just because of the way it's written. But
sure.
Yes, we're looking at well over 200 performers on stage this Sunday.
you've got a year under your belt with this particular orchestra. You're now in with them in a official capacity. What stands out about this orchestra to you? Because, of course, we live in a city with robust options for people. Why is it that Orchestra Toronto is great?
Well, there are many reasons. For me, personally, it's because of the fact that they are so energetic. They have so much that they are willing to take risks musically all of the time. And they are, of course, an orchestra. There are 85 to 100 people in the orchestra, and many of them are musically trained in the sense that they have degrees on their instrument in music. And it is a community orchestra, but these are people who have the ability to play at a very, very high level. And also for me, aside from the orchestra, is this beautiful hall, the George Weston Theater. It's fantastic.
Everybody I speak to who gets to perform there always brings it up. It doesn't really matter what the genre of music it is. It could be cantor or singing. It could be, you know, what have you. It is always a beautiful spot for people.
Really, a hall is an instrument.
Uh-huh.
It's the orchestra's instrument, if you will. And that really determines a lot about the success of a concert.
Freude, 30 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, taking place on Sunday, 3 p.m., as you just heard, at George Weston Recital Hall within the Meridian Arts Center. That's 5040 Yonge Street, along with Beethoven, Mozart, and the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. And it's orchestratoronto.ca if you'd like to pick up tickets and learn more. And Michael, just a pleasure. Thank you for visiting this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're with the New Classical FM.